Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021 446 0567.
Thank you, Douglas, sending an SMS to say, do we know about the fire in Gordon's Bay? Going up Solari's Pass, it is blocked. Thank you for the tip, Douglas. We pass that on to the Traffic and News Department to follow up on the story as well. Thank you. SMS is to 31567. You're welcome to tweet us as well at Cape Talk. At Cape Talk. Now, on to fireworks. Guy Fawkes is something I've never taken part of and never been the slightest bit interested in being part of. My observation in my area this year was that it appeared to be, it went on for longer than normal, but I was only aware of one site close to us that seemed to be doing something. And I don't know if it was a factor of the wind blowing a lot of the noise away, that it wasn't too intrusive. But I have known, of course, that there have been many communities that have had negative effects. There have been injuries to children. There have also been damage to property associated with fireworks over the last couple of days. And we heard via our Eyewitness News colleagues earlier that the City of Cape Town is actually calling on residents to get more vocal in their opposition to the sale and use of fireworks. They are basically asking everyone to get behind efforts to get national government to clamp down and call for stronger legislation on their sale and use. I've got to be honest, it's something I find, I agree with, but I find it slightly odd that the city is asking for that, given that we've just had a Guy Fawkes Day where there were a number of city-approved areas for setting off fireworks. I'm not quite sure how they marry those two, that they agree to host a fireworks event in Cape Town and have several designated slots and at the same time call on the rest of us to clamp down on the issue. But anyway, be that as it may, that is the call that has been made, that everyone should please back calls for stronger legislation on the sale and use of fireworks. We are told from the stats that 22 people were injured during Guy Fawkes celebrations over the weekend. 18 of them were children. The city has fielded more than 200 calls on that day relating to Guy Fawkes and the illegal discharge of fireworks. We were hoping to get JP Smith out of a meeting, but I believe he is not available right now. So what I am going to do is speak to one of our listeners, Gabby, who's given us a call. Because, Gabby, I believe you've actually started a petition around the issue. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners. Yes, I started a petition the evening of Guy Fawkes as mainly as an animal lover, but also because of the lawlessness and destruction surrounding this petition. Mm-hmm. One of my neighbors has a total disregard for his fellow residents and neighbors, and he thought he would host an event in his garden, which he would entertain his family and friends, and he let off quite a few fireworks, and my neighbor's dogs actually ended up fighting with each other.
Oi.
My dog was quite traumatized and really resulted to giving her medication, and this is not something that I stand for. To me, Guy Fawkes is outdated and it's quite dangerous and it has absolutely no significance in South Africa. Mm. Chatting to people, not many people celebrating actually knew the history regarding this day. And the people celebrating it are these more irresponsible people. They far outweigh the people that are doing it responsibly in the designated areas. I started my petition and I chatted to a few organizations. One that stuck out for me was an organization called Beauty Without Cruelty in South Africa. Mm-hmm. They previously submitted a 10,000 strong signature to ban Guy Fawkes in South Africa to national government, and it was disregarded. Nothing was forthcoming. To reiterate, I read the statement released by JP Smith on the 6th of November. We listed a few facts. And he's appealing to the public to please petition national government for stronger legislation relating to the sale and use of fireworks. And this is what I'm doing. I've started a petition. It is, can be found on ipetitions.com/into Guy Fawkes. Or if you can't find the petition, you can log on to my page. I'm Gabby Margot Tate, and I've made the post public. At the moment, I have about 650 signatures, and I'm hoping for 1,000. Thereafter, I will be submitting to national government and hoping that we can put a stop to this nonsense.
So, Gabby, 650 already collected and 1,000 in sight. You said it was on ipetitions.com/end to Guy Fawkes.
Yes. Gabby, and if your listeners cannot find it, please add me as a friend. I'm Gabby Margot Tate on Facebook.
Gabby, I will ask my producer to tweet the link to your petition. Thank you very much. Just as a matter of interest, have you tried engaging with that problem neighbor directly to speak to him and make him aware of the impact on his neighbor?
Well, this is the problem we face. So I belong to a community chat group, and we narrowed it down to a specific place in our neighborhood where the fireworks were being released. Myself and my husband jumped into our car, and we went straight there. And it actually resulted in an altercation, which should not have happened. We engaged law enforcement. Nothing was forthcoming because they were so inundated with calls. And we basically took the law into our own hands by going there and placed ourselves at risk. The gentleman that was releasing it illegally, he was abrupt, and he was actually quite upset that we had ended his party. So if this is the type of people that we're engaging with, then this is far beyond my capacity, and national government needs to step in and do something.
Gabby, thanks for what you're doing as one individual citizen, taking it upon yourself to lead the charge, as it were. We'll post the link to Gabby's petition if you'd like to add your name to the list calling for government to clamp down on the sale of fireworks. And after we hear from Wesley about the news stories, on the line is Tony. And Tony, I believe you are associated with Beauty Without Cruelty, who our last caller, Gabby, referenced. Good afternoon.
Yes, hi. I am indeed. And I have to say that I took 10,000 hand-signed signatures to, as opposed to an online petition, to the city a number of years ago. And, well, I'm still waiting.
You took it to the city, you say, Tony, not to national government, to city.
No, I took it to the city, and it was basically ignored. And I find it rather amusing that that now, after all the begging and the pleading by so many people, now the city wants to do something, when we've already pointed out that there have been a number of other municipalities that have taken the stance that fireworks are not permitted. And I'm not just against fireworks for Guy Fawkes, I'm against fireworks full stop. Because it's not just about the one person who has a dog who's absolutely fine with fireworks. It's also the strays and the ferals, the homeless animals, the wildlife, the birds, who are all impacted negatively. There are so many other forms of entertainment. I have been lambasted on social media because I'm a spoil sport and I'm older now, and so I just want to spoil everybody's fun. It's not about me and it's not about Gabby. It is about the negative consequences of fireworks, which includes the poisons that they're made of, which includes barium, cadmium and arsenic, the animals who may ingest that, the pollution that goes into the air, which we can ill afford, the fact that we have a drought, it shouldn't have been allowed in the first place. I would be happy to compromise and say, if the city, all cities, if we have to have fireworks, then there must be a display put on by the city, organized by professional pyrotechnicians, that people can go and see. And you don't have to be right there to enjoy the fireworks. You can see them from miles away, is the first thing. The second thing is, percussive fireworks must be outlawed. You can get plenty of options, and in fact, Italy has come out with a silent firework. So it still goes up and it does all the pretty colours and the boom-bang, but they're quiet. And they've done this out of respect for the non-human lives that fireworks negatively impact. I hope Gabby has a really great response to her petition. Although I'm led to believe that our government is not particularly fond, in fact, they just ignore online petitions.
Tony, just one final question. You mentioned other municipalities are not permitting it. Can you give us, because somebody's just challenged me on the SMS line saying the city's hands are tied in banning the sale of fireworks in Cape Town, so they're obliged to provide so-called safe areas for the public to let off their fireworks. National government controls the sale and the imports, so they need us to change the legislation. You've just told me, though, other municipalities have taken a firmer line.
Absolutely. George is one of them. There's a little town up the road, it might have been Arniston, but there's somewhere up the west coast that banned them last year already. George Municipality said there's a drought on, there will be no fireworks, end of story. It wasn't negotiable.
And do you know if it was adhered to, Tony, or did they still have a problem with the illegal use of fireworks?
That I do not know. But if they weren't allowed to be sold, then there would be nobody to be able to. And the thing is, you're not taking money out of people's pockets by saying you can't sell fireworks, because if that is their only form of income, that's completely unacceptable. That I don't believe for a second.
Tony, thanks for your contributions. Tony took 10,000 hand-signed names on a petition and had no response. Maybe Gabby will have a better response to her petition. If you'd like to sign it, we're tweeting the link at Cape Talk, or you can look for it on ipetitions.com. I like Tracy's suggestion on the WhatsApp line. She says, I've thought for years that we should have laser light shows instead of fireworks. There's no mess, no noise, just a once-off cost, and it looks much more amazing than fireworks. Nice idea, Tracy. Thanks so much for your WhatsApp.